Have you ever found yourself at the mercy of life's unpredictable storms, feeling adrift in a sea of uncertainty? You're not alone. The Stoics, ancient philosophers who mastered the art of inner tranquility, left us a map to navigate these waters. In the grand tapestry of existence, all of us alive today were brought here by fate. Reflect on the rarity and beauty of your own existence, the unbroken chain of events that led to you being here, now. It's a story of resilience, a testament to the strength and perseverance of those who came before us. We must always remember that life is a gift. This realization compels us to live each day with purpose, to cherish every breath, and to face our hardships not with despair, but with the determination to find the silver lining, however faint it may be. Didn't get the results you wanted? Good. More fuel for your fire. Unexpected problems arise? Good. An opportunity to test your resolve and ingenuity. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love, Marcus Aurelius once said, capturing the essence of our fleeting yet infinitely valuable existence. Life, with all its trials and triumphs, is indeed a gift. Each day we are afforded is another chance to shape our destiny, to make our ancestors proud, and to honor the legacy we will one day leave behind. It's easy to lose sight of this amidst the trials and tribulations that invariably mark our journey. Yet it is in these moments of challenge that the true essence of Stoicism shines brightest. A Stoic isn't emotionless, in fact, it's the opposite. A Stoic feels strong emotions, but he chooses to be indifferent to it and act rationally. Therefore, it's okay to be hurt, it's okay to be sad, but it's not okay to be ruled by these things. Your ruling reason must control the emotions and make the decisions. In embracing the Stoic way, we acknowledge the impermanence of life and the invaluable treasure of time. We learn to see every setback as a setup for a comeback, every loss as a lesson in disguise, and every moment as a step on the path to achieving our highest potential. It reminds us that while we cannot control the winds of fate, we can adjust our sails, navigating through life's storms with a heart full of gratitude and a spirit unbroken. Let us live our lives with the conviction that we can achieve what we set our minds to, wielding our most powerful tool, the mind, to carve a path of virtue, guided by the enduring light of Stoicism. Lesson 1. Embracing the storm. How can we learn to love what life throws at us? Have you ever found yourself wishing life would just go according to your plans, only to be met with unexpected challenges and setbacks? How did you react? The Stoics offer a powerful lesson in not just enduring, but embracing life's inevitable storms. This is the essence of amor fati, a love of fate. But what does it really mean to love your fate? And how can you practice this in your daily life? The Stoics believed that everything in life, the good, the bad, and everything in between, happens for a reason. They taught that by accepting and even loving whatever comes our way, we can find peace and resilience. Amor fati is about seeing each event as an opportunity for growth and learning. Imagine approaching life's challenges with a sense of eagerness, ready to uncover the lessons they hold. How would that change your perception of adversity? Practical ways to practice amor fati. Number 1. Reflection. At the end of each day, reflect on the challenges you faced. Ask yourself, what did this experience teach me? How has it contributed to my growth? This practice helps to shift your focus from what went wrong to how these experiences are shaping you into a stronger, wiser person. Number 2. Gratitude. Practice gratitude for every experience, not just the positive ones. By appreciating the full spectrum of life, including the struggles, you align yourself with the Stoic principle of loving your fate. It's about finding the silver lining in every cloud and recognizing the value in every moment. Number 3. Mindset shift. When faced with a difficult situation, instead of asking, "Why me?" try asking, "What is this trying to teach me?" This mindset shift can transform your approach to life's challenges, encouraging you to embrace them as part of your journey rather than obstacles blocking your path. How can embracing amor fati change the way you view challenges and setbacks in your life? Can you recall a moment when a difficult situation led to significant personal growth? Lesson 2. The Fortress of the Mind. How strong is your mental resilience? Have you ever considered your mind as your greatest ally or your most challenging adversary? The Stoics taught that the mind is like a fortress. It can be a place of strength and refuge, or it can be easily breached by external influences. So how do you fortify your mental fortress? And why is it crucial for living a Stoic life? To the Stoics, mental resilience was paramount. They believed that by strengthening our minds, we could withstand any of life's adversities without being swayed by external circumstances. This doesn't mean ignoring emotions or denying pain, but rather developing a robust inner core that remains stable and composed, regardless of the storms raging outside. Imagine facing life's most challenging moments with calmness and clarity, secure in the knowledge that your mental fortress is impregnable. Practical ways to strengthen your mental fortress. Number 1. Stoic meditation. Dedicate time each day to meditate on Stoic principles, focusing on the things within your control and letting go of what's not. This practice helps build mental resilience by aligning your thoughts with Stoic wisdom, reinforcing your inner strength. Number 2. Journaling. Keep a daily journal where you reflect on your thoughts, reactions, and emotions. This introspective practice helps you understand your mental patterns and how they affect your response to external events, enabling you to fortify your mental resilience. Number 3. Challenge your perceptions. Actively challenge your perceptions of adversity. When faced with a difficult situation, ask yourself, "Is this something within my control? How can I use this to strengthen my character?" This habit encourages mental flexibility and resilience, key components of a strong mental fortress. How do you currently build and maintain your mental resilience? Can you share a strategy that has helped you remain mentally strong in the face of adversity? Lesson 3. The Art of Indifference. Can you find freedom in letting go? Have you ever been consumed by worry over things you couldn't control? The Stoics teach us about the art of indifference, a powerful tool for achieving freedom from the chains of external circumstances. But how does one practice indifference without becoming cold or uncaring? And why is it so liberating? Indifference, according to the Stoics, is about discerning between what matters and what doesn't. It's about investing our energy and emotions wisely, focusing on our inner virtues and actions, rather than being swayed by every twist of fate or opinion of others. This doesn't mean we don't care about life or the people in it. Rather, we choose where to direct our care and concern, focusing on what truly enriches our lives and aligns with our values. Practical ways to cultivate Stoic indifference. Number 1. Control sphere exercise. Regularly remind yourself of the distinction between things within your control and those outside it. Focus your efforts on the former and practice letting go of the latter. This exercise helps cultivate a healthy detachment from externalities. Number 2. Emotional awareness. Become more aware of when you're giving away your emotional power to external events. Pause, reflect, and choose a more measured response that aligns with your principles. This awareness is crucial in practicing indifference. Number 3. Values clarification. Clarify your core values and principles. By knowing what truly matters to you, it becomes easier to practice indifference towards everything else. This clarity acts as a guide, helping you navigate life's choices with confidence and peace of mind. What areas of your life could benefit from the practice of Stoic indifference? How might this practice lead to greater peace and fulfillment? Lesson 4. Emotional resilience and the Stoic equilibrium, mastering your emotional terrain. How often do you find your peace disturbed by external circumstances, swaying with the winds of fortune, praise, or criticism? The Stoics offer profound guidance on cultivating emotional resilience, teaching us to maintain our inner equilibrium, regardless of the storms that rage outside. But what does it mean to possess such resilience? And how can we develop this Stoic composure in our daily lives? Emotional resilience, in the Stoic view, is not about suppressing our feelings or denying our pain. Instead, it's about recognizing our emotions as natural responses to our perceptions and judgments, then choosing to engage with them in a way that aligns with reason and virtue. The Stoics remind us that while we cannot control every aspect of our external environment, we have the power to control our internal reactions. This empowerment comes from understanding that our emotional state is a product of our beliefs and judgments, not the inevitable outcome of external events. By adopting a mindset that seeks growth and wisdom in every situation, we can approach life's challenges not as threats to our peace, but as opportunities to strengthen our character and deepen our understanding of the human condition. To weave the fabric of emotional resilience into our daily lives, we begin by practicing mindfulness of our automatic thoughts and emotional reactions. This awareness allows us to pause and reflect rather than react impulsively. Through this pause, we can ask ourselves, is this within my control? Is my response aligned with my values and the person I strive to be? Such reflection leads to a more deliberate and virtuous engagement with our emotions. Additionally, the Stoic practice of premeditation, envisioning potential challenges and setbacks, prepares us to face adversity with grace and equanimity. It's akin to mental rehearsal for the soul, equipping us with the foresight and resilience to navigate life's unpredictable waters. Moreover, cultivating gratitude plays a crucial role in building emotional resilience. By regularly acknowledging and appreciating what we have, rather than lamenting what we lack or fear losing, we shift our focus from scarcity and loss to abundance and presence. This shift not only enhances our emotional well-being, but also aligns us with the Stoic ideal of cherishing what is within our power, the quality of our character, and our actions. Lastly, engaging in compassionate self-dialogue when we falter or feel overwhelmed reinforces our resilience. Rather than berating ourselves for perceived failures, we can offer ourselves understanding and encouragement, recognizing that the path to virtue is a journey fraught with learning and growth. By cultivating mindfulness, practicing premeditation, fostering gratitude, and engaging in compassionate self-dialogue, we arm ourselves with the tools to maintain our equilibrium amidst life's tumult. These practices not only bolster our emotional resilience, but also lead us toward a life of purpose, harmony, and deep contentment. Lesson 5, the power of presence, living in the Stoic now. How often do you find yourself lost in the maze of past regrets or future anxieties, missing the essence of the present? The Stoics, with their profound understanding of human nature, teach us the importance of dwelling in the present moment. But why is living in the now considered a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, and how can we apply this wisdom to lead more fulfilling lives? Living in the present is more than a mere Stoic recommendation. It is a pathway to freedom. The Stoics understood that the past is unchangeable, the future uncertain, but the present is all we truly have. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, emphasizes the fleeting nature of time and the importance of acting with purpose and integrity in the current moment. This focus on the present is not an invitation to passivity, but a call to action. It's about recognizing that each moment holds the potential for virtue, for choosing the right action over the easy one, and for aligning our lives with the principles of Stoic wisdom. Imagine the liberation of letting go of past burdens and future fears, engaging fully with the task at hand, be it as mundane as washing dishes or as significant as making a life-changing decision. To cultivate the power of presence in our daily lives, we begin by practicing mindfulness, a technique that aligns perfectly with Stoic philosophy. Mindfulness encourages us to observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment, anchoring ourselves in the here and now. This can be as simple as focusing on our breath, the sensations in our body, or the details of our environment, fostering a deep appreciation for the present moment. Another Stoic practice, journaling, can also ground us in the now. By reflecting on our daily experiences, challenges, and successes, we connect more deeply with our present reality, learning from it, and planning our next steps with intention and wisdom. Moreover, the Stoic exercise of negative visualization helps us cherish the present. By contemplating the impermanence of life and the potential loss of what we hold dear, we learn to value the now, not in a spirit of pessimism, but in a celebration of the moment's preciousness. This practice sharpens our focus on the present, enhancing our gratitude for the simple pleasures and relationships that enrich our lives. Lastly, Engaging in acts of kindness and service aligns us with the Stoic principle of contributing to the common good, anchoring us in the present through the tangible impact of our actions. In this lesson, we explored the Stoic treasure of embracing the present moment as the arena of real life, where virtue is exercised, wisdom grows, and happiness is cultivated. Through mindfulness, journaling, negative visualization, and acts of service, we learn to navigate the river of time with grace, fully engaged in the journey, savoring each moment's depth and richness. Lesson 6. The Art of Self-Sufficiency, Embracing Stoic Autarky. In a world teeming with external pursuits of happiness and validation, how often do we look inward for contentment and strength? The Stoics introduced the concept of autarky, or self-sufficiency, not in material terms, but as the profound realization that true peace and happiness come from within. But what does it mean to be self-sufficient in the Stoic sense? And how can we cultivate this invaluable trait in our own lives? Stoic self-sufficiency is about understanding and embracing the power of our inner resources. It teaches us that while external conditions can influence our state of mind, they do not dictate our happiness or our sense of fulfillment. This realization is liberating. It shifts our focus from the endless pursuit of external achievements and possessions to the cultivation of virtue, wisdom, and character. Imagine a life where your serenity and joy are not at the mercy of fleeting external circumstances, but are grounded in the stable, enduring qualities of your own being. This is the essence of Stoic autarky, a state of complete harmony and contentment within oneself, irrespective of external conditions. To cultivate Stoic self-sufficiency, we start by practicing gratitude for what we already possess, both materially and spiritually. This shifts our perspective from lack to abundance, helping us recognize the wealth of resources within and around us. Another key practice is reflection on our desires and ambitions, discerning between those driven by external validation and those aligned with our true values and the Stoic pursuit of virtue. This discernment leads to a more authentic and self-sufficient life, where our actions are motivated by internal convictions rather than external pressures. Engaging in regular self-reflection through meditation or journaling allows us to connect deeply with our inner selves, identifying our strengths and areas for growth, fostering a sense of self-reliance and confidence. Moreover, the Stoic practice of voluntary discomfort, such as periodic fasting or abstaining from luxuries, teaches us to appreciate the simple pleasures of life and reduces our dependence on external sources of comfort and happiness. This not only strengthens our resilience in the face of adversity, but also deepens our appreciation for life's basic blessings. By actively seeking out challenges and stepping out of our comfort zones, we develop the fortitude and adaptability that are hallmarks of Stoic self-sufficiency. In this lesson, we explored the transformative power of finding contentment and strength within ourselves. Through gratitude, discernment of desires, self-reflection, and voluntary discomfort, we cultivate a profound sense of autarky, aligning our lives with Stoic virtues and principles. This journey toward self-sufficiency not only enriches our personal experience, but also empowers us to contribute more fully to the well-being of others, embodying the Stoic ideal of living in harmony with ourselves and the world. Lesson 7. The Stoic Compass, Navigating Desire and Aversion. Have you ever reflected on the nature of your desires and aversions, how they guide your decisions and shape your life's course? The Stoics offer profound insights into managing these powerful forces, teaching us to navigate our desires and aversions with wisdom and virtue. But what does it mean to control these aspects of our psyche? And how can we practice this Stoic discipline to lead more balanced and fulfilling lives? The Stoic compass is not a tool for eliminating desire and aversion, but for refining and aligning them with our true nature and the pursuit of the good life. According to Stoic philosophy, not all desires are problematic. It is the irrational, excessive, and unvirtuous desires that lead us astray. Similarly, aversion is not inherently negative. It becomes a stumbling block when it is directed towards things that are indifferent or outside our control. Imagine living with a sense of clarity and purpose, where your desires propel you towards personal growth and your aversions protect you from moral decay, all the while maintaining a serene acceptance of life's inherent uncertainties. To cultivate this stoic discipline in our daily lives, we begin by examining our desires and aversions with a critical eye, asking ourselves whether they align with our highest values and the stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. This introspective practice allows us to discern which desires are worth pursuing and which aversions are worth maintaining, guiding us towards a life of virtue and contentment. Another effective practice is the visualization of outcomes, both positive and negative. By contemplating the potential consequences of fulfilling certain desires or avoiding certain situations, we gain a deeper understanding of their true worth and impact on our lives. This stoic exercise not only tempers our impulses but also fosters a mindset of preparedness and resilience. Furthermore, embracing the concept of amor fati, or love of fate, helps us navigate our desires and aversions with grace. By accepting and cherishing whatever life brings, we free ourselves from the tyranny of unmet desires and unfounded fears. This does not mean relinquishing all desires and aversions, but rather engaging with them in a way that is harmonious with the natural order of the world and our place within it. Engaging in daily reflection, perhaps through journaling or quiet contemplation, reinforces our commitment to this stoic practice, reminding us of the transient nature of external goods and the enduring value of internal virtue. In this lesson, we uncovered the stoic key to harmonizing our desires and aversions with our quest for a virtuous life. Through critical examination, visualization of outcomes, and the embrace of amor fati, we learn to steer our lives with wisdom, integrity, and a deep appreciation for the present moment. This stoic approach not only enhances our personal well-being, but also enriches our relationships with others as we become more aligned with our true selves and the universal principles of goodness and virtue. Lesson 8, embracing the dichotomy of control, the stoic path to freedom. How often do you find yourself wrestling with situations or outcomes beyond your reach, feeling a sense of frustration or helplessness? The Stoics present us with a powerful tool for navigating life's uncertainties, the dichotomy of control. But what exactly is this principle, and how can mastering it lead to a more liberated and fulfilling existence? The dichotomy of control is a foundational Stoic concept that distinguishes between what is in our power and what is not. According to this philosophy, our thoughts, perceptions, and actions are within our control, while external events, the actions of others, and the past or future are beyond it. Embracing this distinction is the key to freedom and peace of mind. Imagine the relief and clarity that come from focusing your energy only on what you can influence, releasing the tension that comes from grappling with the uncontrollable. This Stoic lesson teaches us to accept the inherent unpredictability of life, finding serenity in our capacity to adapt and respond with virtue, regardless of circumstances. To integrate the dichotomy of control into our daily lives, we start by developing a mindful awareness of our reactions to external events. This involves pausing to reflect on whether our distress or frustration stems from trying to control the uncontrollable. By continually practicing this awareness, we can gradually shift our focus towards our own actions and attitudes, cultivating a responsibility that is rooted in wisdom and acceptance. Another practical application is setting intentions based on our own efforts rather than specific outcomes. For instance, rather than fixating on winning a competition, an outcome, we can focus on training to the best of our ability, an effort within our control. This shift not only enhances our sense of agency but also prepares us to meet whatever outcome arises with equanimity. Furthermore, Stoicism encourages us to regularly engage in exercises that remind us of the dichotomy of control, such as reflecting on hypothetical scenarios where we distinguish between controllable and uncontrollable elements. This mental rehearsal strengthens our Stoic resolve and prepares us for real-life applications of this wisdom. Additionally, Adopting a gratitude practice helps us appreciate the present and the aspects of our lives that we can influence, nurturing a contentment that is independent of external conditions. In this lesson, we explored the liberating power of understanding and applying the Stoic principle in our lives. Through mindful awareness, setting effort-based intentions, engaging in mental rehearsals, and practicing gratitude, we learn to navigate life's complexities with a calm and centered spirit. This Stoic lesson not only contributes to our personal peace and fulfillment, but also empowers us to act with integrity and purpose regardless of external pressures. Lesson 9. The Virtue of Forgiveness. Stoic Insights on Letting Go. Have you ever had a hard time with forgiveness, not just towards others, but towards yourself? Stoicism, with its deep insights into human nature and ethics, offers a compelling perspective on forgiveness. But what does forgiveness truly mean in the Stoic context, and how can embracing this virtue transform our lives and relationships? Forgiveness, from a Stoic viewpoint, is not a mere emotional concession, but a rational acknowledgement of human imperfection, including our own. It's an understanding that everyone operates based on their level of knowledge, wisdom, and virtue at any given moment. By recognizing this, we can see that acts of wrongdoing are often the result of ignorance or misunderstanding rather than malice. This realization opens the door to forgiveness, allowing us to let go of resentment and anger that may otherwise consume us. Imagine the peace and liberation that come from releasing these burdens, from freeing ourselves and others from the chains of past mistakes. This Stoic approach to forgiveness is not an endorsement of wrongdoing or a submission to injustice, but a pathway to inner peace and personal growth, grounded in wisdom and compassion. To cultivate the virtue of forgiveness in our daily lives, we begin by practicing empathy and understanding towards those who have wronged us. This involves stepping into their shoes, considering their circumstances, and recognizing the common human frailties that lead to errors. Such practice not only softens our hearts towards forgiveness, but also deepens our understanding of human nature. Additionally, engaging in regular self-reflection is crucial. By acknowledging our own faults and the forgiveness we hope to receive from others, we become more inclined to extend that same forgiveness outward. This reflection fosters a cycle of compassion and forgiveness that enriches our relationships and enhances our well-being. Furthermore, the Stoic practice of focusing on what is within our control helps us navigate the process of forgiveness. We cannot control the actions of others, but we can control our responses, including our choice to forgive. By embracing this agency, we align ourselves with Stoic principles, acting not from a place of passivity, but from a position of empowered tranquility. Another practical step is to actively seek reconciliation when possible and appropriate, not necessarily to restore a relationship to its previous state, but to affirm our commitment to forgiveness and peace. This may involve open communication, setting boundaries, or simply wishing the other person well in their journey. In this lesson, we explored the transformative power of forgiveness as envisioned by Stoic philosophy. Through empathy, self-reflection, understanding our sphere of control, and seeking reconciliation, we learn to embrace forgiveness as a profound expression of wisdom and virtue. This Stoic lesson not only liberates us from the weight of resentment and anger, but also guides us towards living in harmony with ourselves and others. Lesson 10. The Harmony of Acceptance. Stoic Wisdom on Embracing Life's Tapestry. How often do we find ourselves resisting the natural flow of life, caught in a struggle against circumstances we cannot change? Stoicism teaches us the profound value of acceptance, not as a sign of weakness, but as an expression of strength and understanding. But how can embracing acceptance according to Stoic principles enhance our lives? And what steps can we take to cultivate this harmonious state of being? Stoic acceptance is rooted in the recognition of life's inherent unpredictability and our limited control over external events. It teaches us to distinguish between what is within our power to change and what lies beyond it, urging us to focus our energy and efforts wisely. This philosophy does not advocate for a passive resignation to fate, but encourages an active engagement with life, one that is informed by an understanding of our own agency and the natural order of the world. Imagine navigating life's ups and downs with a sense of peace and purpose, secure in the knowledge that while we may not control the waves, we can learn to sail our ship with skill and grace. This stoic approach to acceptance empowers us to face challenges with resilience, to find joy in the present, and to move through life with a tranquil heart. To cultivate stoic acceptance in our daily lives, we can begin by practicing mindfulness, focusing on the present moment, and accepting it for what it is without judgment or resistance. This practice helps us to appreciate the richness of the now, reducing our anxiety about the future and our regrets about the past. Another key step is to regularly engage in reflections that reinforce our understanding of the dichotomy of control, reminding ourselves of what lies within our power and what does not. Such reflections encourage a healthier relationship with our desires and fears, leading us toward a more serene and balanced life. Additionally, adopting the Stoic practice of negative visualization, contemplating potential losses or challenges, can paradoxically increase our appreciation for what we have and strengthen our ability to accept what comes with equanimity. Moreover, the Stoic commitment to virtue and personal growth offers a constructive framework for acceptance. By focusing on cultivating our character and living in accordance with our values, we find a sense of fulfillment and purpose that is not dependent on external circumstances. This inward focus builds a foundation of inner strength and stability, from which we can face the vicissitudes of life with courage and composure. Engaging in community and fostering connections with others who share Stoic values can also reinforce our practice of acceptance, providing support and perspective as we navigate life's complexities together. In this lesson, we explored the tranquil power of accepting life as it comes, guided by Stoic principles. Through mindfulness, reflections on control, negative visualization, and a commitment to virtue, we learn to embrace life's tapestry in all its complexity. As we draw this Stoic journey to a close, let's pause and marvel at the sheer wonder of existence. Amidst the infinite dance of the cosmos, here we are, breathing, thinking, and experiencing the tapestry of life. It's a reminder of how incredibly fortunate we are to be part of this grand narrative, to have the opportunity to shape our destinies, cultivate virtue, and connect with others on a path of wisdom and growth. Each moment we're given is a testament to the preciousness of life, a fleeting chance to leave a mark of goodness in the world. Reflect on the rarity and beauty of your own existence, the unbroken chain of events that led to you being here now. It's a story of resilience, a testament to the strength and perseverance of those who came before us. As we navigate the ebbs and flows of life with Stoic wisdom, let's cherish this incredible journey, embracing each day as a gift to be unwrapped with gratitude and purpose. How will you use this precious moment of existence to create a life of meaning and virtue? What steps will you take to honor this incredible chance at life, ensuring that when you look back, it's with a sense of fulfillment and no regrets? Let's share our thoughts and support each other in this remarkable adventure of living.